What if everything you believed about athletic nutrition was backwards? Novak Djokovic transformed from a talented player who collapsed mid-match to a Grand Slam dominating machine. Venus Williams went from barely able to walk due to an autoimmune disease to Olympic gold. NFL linebacker Derek Morgan led his team to the playoffs. The common thread? They all discovered that the fuel powering their extraordinary performances wasn't expensive supplements or exotic superfoods, it was plants. This isn't fringe science or wishful thinking. Hundreds of world-class athletes across every sport imaginable are shattering records and extending careers through plant-based nutrition, quietly dismantling decades of conventional wisdom about what athletes need to eat. Their success raises an uncomfortable question. Have we been wrong about athletic nutrition all along? Ancient Roman gladiators dominated arenas on diets of beans, grains, and dried fruits. Forensic analysis of bones from Ephesus reveals they ate primarily vegetarian, earning the nickname Barley Men. Their trainers deliberately chose plant-based diets to build dense bones and maintain protective fat layers that prevented fatal wounds. Fast forward to the 1970s, Edwin Moses won 122 consecutive 400-meter hurdle races over a decade while eating meat-free. Carl Lewis called his first vegan year the best year I've ever had, dominating the 1991 World Championships. Tennis icon Martina Navratilova extended her elite career into her 40s, winning her last Grand Slam at 49, crediting her plant-based approach. Plant-based nutrition offers reduced inflammation, improved blood flow, and enhanced recovery. Rich Roll transformed from an overweight 40-year-old to completing 5 Ironman distance triathlons in 7 days. Robert Cheek gained 100 pounds of muscle over 25 years of plant-based eating. The evidence keeps mounting. The foods that best fuel athletic excellence aren't what we've been taught. But where do you get your protein? This question didn't emerge from science. It came from brilliant marketing. In the 1930s, meat became synonymous with health through advertising. The sports nutrition industry cemented this belief when bodybuilding pioneers like Joe Weider and Arnold Schwarzenegger promoted milk-derived protein supplements in the 1970s, creating a multi-billion dollar industry built on misconception. Research shows most people need only 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, about 56 grams daily for moderately active men, 46 for women. Athletes need more, 1.2 to 2.0 grams per kilogram day, but this is easily achieved through plant foods. All plant foods contain all 9 essential amino acids, which your body efficiently combines throughout the day. NFL player David Carter regained 300 pounds of leaner, stronger mass on 10,000 daily plant calories. Professional bodybuilder Jahina Malik, vegan since birth, earned her IFBB Pro card. Marathon runner Mary Schneider nearly doubled her chronically low iron levels after switching to plants. Beyond performance, animal protein consumption links directly to heart disease, diabetes, and organ failure. The dietary cholesterol and saturated fat create arterial plaque that restricts blood flow, limiting endurance, strength, and recovery while triggering chronic inflammation. Carbohydrates, not protein, should anchor an athlete's diet. The most nutrient-dense foods, by Andy Score, are carbohydrate-rich, leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, and colorful fruits. These reduce inflammation, accelerate recovery, and facilitate nutrient distribution. Scott Jurek won the Western States 100-mile race 7 consecutive times on green smoothies, whole grains, and legumes. Powerlifter Vanessa Espinoza's 130-pound frame deadlifts over 400 pounds on 48% carbohydrates. Focus on complex carbohydrates while limiting simple sugars. The WHO recommends only 25 grams of sugar daily. Common sports drinks contain twice that per bottle. Natural alternatives like coconut water provide similar benefits without excess sugar. Whole plant carbohydrates feed gut bacteria, heal inflammation, and increase energy. For endurance athletes, aim for 60-20-20, carbs, fat, protein. Strength athletes benefit from 50-25-25. Strategic timing matters. Fruits burn quickly, ideal 10 to 30 minutes pre-workout, while starchy carbs provide slower energy, better 1 to 2 hours before exercise. Fat protects organs, enables vitamin absorption, produces hormones, supports cell membranes, and fuels extended exercise. World champion pro wrestler Austin Aries consumes about 100 grams daily across 6 meals, inspiring dozens of wrestlers to adopt plant-based diets with improved recovery and energy. The critical factor is balance. Aim for an omega-6 to omega-3 ratio of 3 to 1 or 4 to 1, though most people consume 10 to 1 to 51 due to processed oils. Prioritize omega-3 sources like walnuts, hemp seeds, chia seeds, and ground flax seeds. Harvard's 22-year study of 90,000-plus participants showed replacing unhealthy fats with plant-based monounsaturated fats reduced heart disease risk by 16%, while animal fats increased mortality by 21%. Every 5% increase in plant-based fat decreased all-cause mortality by 7%. For optimal performance, keep fat at 15 to 25% of daily calories, saturated fats under 5%, zero trans fats, and balanced omega ratios. Consume lower-fat meals 2 to 3 hours before training and include healthy fats post-workout for hormone production and inflammation reduction. Plant-based athletes report faster recovery, less soreness, reduced fatigue, fewer injuries. The mechanism? Whole plant foods deliver anti-inflammatory compounds, antioxidants, and phytochemicals that accelerate healing. Fiona Oakes, who lost her kneecap as a teenager and was told she'd never run, now holds ultra-running world records while running 100 miles weekly. Ultra-marathon champion Brendan Brazier focuses on eliminating biological debt by choosing alkaline-forming foods that reduce inflammation rather than stimulants that mask fatigue. Harvard identifies key inflammatory culprits: red meat, processed meat, refined carbs, and fried foods. Their anti-inflammatory recommendations align with plant-based eating: tomatoes, olive oil, leafy greens, nuts, and berries. Post-workout nutrition demands precise timing. Consume nutrients within 1 hour when muscles are primed for repair, targeting a 5-to-1 carbohydrate-to-protein ratio, roughly 0.75 grams carbs per pound of body weight. Complement with 12 cups of water daily, dynamic stretching, 1 rest day weekly, and 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Recovery isn't passive. It's where adaptation happens, where your body rebuilds stronger. Effective meal planning balances macronutrients with caloric intake. For muscle building, calorie surplus plus resistance training equals mass over time. Nutrient-dense whole plant foods produce lean gains, unlike processed alternatives. For fat loss, fewer calories plus more training equals decreased weight. 3 fundamental templates simplify plant-based eating: smoothies or oatmeal for breakfast, giant salads with beans and nut-based dressing for lunch, and the grain, green, and bean formula for dinner, creating endless possibilities from stir-fries to tacos to pasta. Olympic cyclist Dotsie Bausch lost 40 pounds after going plant-based, then discovered her recovery time halved compared to teammates 10 years younger. Powerlifter Nick Squires maintained strength with tofu, ancient grains, and plant-based burgers. Ultra-runner Sophie Mullins fuels championship performances with oats, chia seeds, brown rice, beans, and vegetables. While whole foods deliver optimal nutrition, strategic use of quality packaged plant foods complements a whole food diet when life gets busy. The journey to plant-based athletic excellence isn't about perfection. It's about progress and consistency. In a world obsessed with shortcuts and supplements, we've overlooked the most powerful performance enhancer: plants. Your body thrives on the foods it evolved to eat.